Donlin Gold is advancing through the permitting process for its proposed mine in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Donlin would be one of the biggest gold mines in the world. Right now, the company has 2 state permits in hand, but they say they need at least 100 federal and state permits before they can begin mining, and that takes time. From Alaska's Energy Desk, Christy Schallenberger reports in Bethel.
Residents of the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta have heard about the Donlin Gold Mine. They've seen the logo on hats and bags and on flyers throughout Bethel and villages. But it's not easy to understand the actual process to get this complex project approved. The environmental impact statement in particular, with its thousands of pages, is a difficult read.
That document is, you know, massive. I've got a degree of biologist, and I struggled a lot trying to sort through that document.
David Cannon has worked for the Kuskokwim River Watershed Council as a fish biologist, and he's worked for the Forest Service and with the Yukon Delta National Wildlife Refuge. He's also a local activist who is trying to educate the region on what he sees as the dangers of the gold mine. Donlin has held multiple hearings in villages and Bethel about the mine since it was first conceived in the late 1990s. And in an area where there hasn't been any sort of massive extraction industry, the terms might as well be a whole new language.
I knew that most people here had never even heard of NEPA, that National Environmental Policy Act, or Environmental Impact Statement.
The Environmental Impact Statement is just the first step in the process. The EIS is required for projects that involve federal agencies like the Army Corps of Engineers and could significantly impact the environment. A broad range of state and federal agencies and villages directly affected by the mine participated in the EIS process. That's important because Donlin has to receive at least 100 permits from federal and state entities. For instance, because the mine would be housed in wetlands, the Army Corps has to issue a permit. And states are required by federal law, like the Clean Air Act and Clean Water Act, to regulate environmental impacts. Donlin spokesman Kurt Parkin says while the company anticipates getting most of the major permits out of the way this year, the rest will take more time.
Probably within the next 2 to 3 years, we'll get probably the majority of all the permits that we'll need.
The EIS is probably the most bureaucratic endeavor in the process. It takes years and millions of dollars to complete. It's been 5 years since Donlin submitted an application in 2012, but now that the final EIS is out, the company has a much clearer idea of its progress. It already has 2 permits from the state, with the most recent one allowing wastewater discharge into Crooked Creek. Compared to other proposed mines in Alaska, like the Pebble Mine in Bristol Bay, for instance, Donlin is farthest along in the process.
Donlin would probably be the largest that's nearing the end of its permitting process.
Faith Martineau is executive director for the permitting office at the Alaska Department of Natural Resources. In that role, she coordinates with federal and state agencies and industries about the permitting process to make sure information can be found in one place. Donlin is one of her projects. Now that the company is in the permitting process, she says it's highly unlikely that the state will prevent the company from building the mine.
So I would say that it's a fairly uncommon occurrence, because one of the major facets of the regulatory process is kind of this back and forth.
Throughout the EIS process, Donlin and the agencies involved calculate the environmental risks from the mine. For instance, as Army Corps drafted the report, stakeholders gave feedback and studies provided more information on the proposed mine. As a result, the company has modified the proposal in response to concerns from the state throughout the process. Donlin Parkin says the company is aiming for approval.
And so everything we've been doing up to this point is working towards yes.
Donlin is now waiting on the combined record of decision from the Army Corps and the Bureau of Land Management, which would determine how plans for the current mine proceed. But even once the companies have all the permits in hand, they would be years away from starting construction because they would need to reevaluate whether or not the mine makes financial sense. For Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Christy Schallenberger in Bethel.